Beverly, the overbearing and pretentious hostess from hell, invites the neighbours round and they all get really, really drunk. That's the opening premise of Abigail's Party, one of the great ensemble works of the British stage in the 1970s. Hello, I'm Fiona Gruber, and I met up with legendary playwright and filmmaker Mike Lee to find out why he thinks his tragicomic play remains such a cult classic. It's now over 40 years since you devised the play and it first went on as a play and then as a TV play for the day. Do you look back on that with great fondness, or do you sort of find it, you know, far away in the distant past and something you don't really think about?
Well, actually both, as a matter of fact, because apart from anything else, my ex-wife, Alison Steadman, who played Beverly, created the part of Beverly in the original production, was pregnant with our first child during the original run, which is why we did it on television and not transfer it into the West End of London, which she couldn't do. Therefore, since my son is about to be 40, it's fixed in my memory and timeline more precisely and emotionally than just about any other of my productions. I'm very fond of the play. It has been done brilliantly by lots of people. It has been done to death by lots of people. It's been made a mess of by lots of people around the world. And I just think it's extraordinary that it has lasted the course, because apparently it still seems to resonate with people about the way we live.
Well, Alison Steadman has created Beverly in such a brilliant way that it's hard, I imagine, for any actress to follow in her footsteps. What advice would you give for an actress playing Beverly? I mean, it's not really a case of finding your own character in there, is there?
Well, I mean, the truth of the matter is it's a play and it's there to be interpreted however anybody wants to. I think the worst thing anyone could do would be to worry off any actress or playing any of those parts, or indeed in any play where there's a famous performance attached to them, is to worry about or even watch the original. It's all there in the text. It's all clear. And I've seen, I mean, Jennifer Jason Leigh played it in New York, and it was very, very, very different, obviously, from Alison Steadman's original performance. But it was great, you know, and I've seen quite a number of really good ones. And the important thing is not to worry about or try and emulate or copy Alison Steadman. So I think it's as simple as that, really. It's like any job of work for an actor, really.
Many critics have described the character of Beverly as a monster and a, you know, woman who is a massive social climber, a terrible bully, and other people have described her as very vulnerable. I also see it as very much a very, very searing look at a marriage in terrible trouble.
Well, it's all of those things, and all of those things are true. For me, the essential core thing that Abigail's Party is about, and this is characteristic of a whole lot of my work, films and plays, it's about the done thing. It's about trying to live according to some received notion of how we should live, of the role you feel you have to play, and all of that rubbish. And that's what the play is about, and that afflicts all the characters, and that's what's going on throughout the play, in fact, including what's happening down the road with the unseen Abigail, who's having her party. You know, there's a whole, that's what the play is about. So therefore, it is very sad, it is grotesque, it is outrageous, it is, I hope, if it's done right, real, and it is confronting. But above all, it's tragic, you know, as well as, I hope, if it's done properly, being hilarious.
Well, of course, people in Australia of a certain age grew up on the sort of English sitcoms like Terry and June and on the buses and then the Carry On films, and that sort of golden age of comedy in one sense in the 1970s, but also sort of, you know, creakingly old-fashioned. So do you think that that period, that 70s period that you so brilliantly encapsulated, does still resonate in the way people behave today?
I do. I think in the end, but I think what it's about and how it works, Abigail's Party, is kind of universal. It's not the specifics that are set in the 1970s, just as updating a Chekhov to here and now doesn't really work, and it works completely if it's set in the middle of Russia in 1904. And similarly, Abigail's Party, in terms of what it's about and what's actually going on in the moment, is absolutely real to an audience.
Now, you're famous for devising work with actors over quite a long period of time until they completely inhabit their characters. And so what they say comes out of that development. And then is it correct to say that, you know, the script of the play is in a way a transcript of what has been developed?
No, it's inaccurate to say it's a transcript. Some of what gets into the script, if you like to call it that, of a play or a film of mine, it comes out of the improvisations. But in the end, we sit around in the final stage of the process, through rehearsal, writing the thing. Now, Abigail's Party is a very precise piece of writing. One of the great myths about it is that people can improvise it in performances. That is rubbish, basically. If you did that, it would fall apart at the seams. It is not a naturalistic play. There was a production of it just outside London at a place called Hornchurch, in the Repertory Theatre there, where the actors apparently decided to do a run of the play in the late stages of rehearsal with real alcohol. The truth was they were so drunk, so completely pissed out of their heads way before they got to the end of the second hour, they couldn't continue because no one could drink that amount for real. It's heightened, and therefore it's a very constructed piece of work. But of course, to arrive at that, we did an immense amount of research and all of that stuff, but of improvisation, and that's how it works.
I'm really interested in your broader career now. So how do you balance playwriting with filmmaking, because you're probably more famous as a filmmaker, and you've made many highly regarded films, currently making one about a historical event, the massacre at Peterloo.
I have to say that by the time I made Abigail's Party, I was better known as a filmmaker than I was as a dramatist. But I mean, in a way, I regard making plays and films as two expressions of the same thing, really, just through two different media. My first period piece was a play, stage play, which was set in 1893 and 1993. It was a play called It's a Great Big Shame at the Theatre Royal Stratford East, where we had previously taken my Australian play, Greek Tragedy, which I created at the Belvoir Street, Sydney. A Theatre Sydney. And that was an investigation to see whether it would be possible to do a period piece working in the same way that I'd always only used, and very deliberately only used, for contemporary pieces. Since then, I've made Topsy Turvy, which was set in the mid-1880s, Vera Drake, which was set in 1950, about the Backstreet Abortionist, and then, of course, Mr. Turner, about J.M.W. Turner. And currently we are working on this film about, as you say, about the Peterloo Massacre in Manchester in 1819. And I have absolutely no doubt that I'm extremely unlikely to make a historical piece next, because it's about time I did another contemporary piece. I mean, you know, the world 100 years ago, 200 years ago, was a world with people living and breathing just like the contemporary world. So for me, the thing about doing a historical film is not about looking at some dead two-dimensional universe. It's more about simply making the world in the past breathe with the same texture and detail that I like to bring to the 20th or 21st century. So in a way, it's as simple as that, really. Of course, it's fun to breathe life into people you can read about in books, but on the whole, my first job in life is to make people up rather than dramatise people that actually existed.
Mike Lee, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you, and I wish all joy and good luck to the production of Abigail's Party down under.
And Abigail's Party is on between the 17th of March and the 21st of April at South Bank Theatre, the Sumner. Book online at mtc.com.au or phone the box office on 03 86 88 0800. This podcast is part of the MTC Talk series. To listen to more episodes from the series, visit mtc.com.au/mtctalks or search for MTC Talks in the iTunes Store or on SoundCloud.